Bienvenue, everyone. Welcome to French Pod. This is where we teach you how to speak French like the real French people do.
Yeah.
My name is Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
This is a newbie lesson. It's a little bit about music and how to say, I love this song.
J'adore cette chanson.
We're probably going to hear that later. So let's listen to a dialogue right now. What is the context? Where are we at?
So we've got two people who are on the first date.
Ooh, that's an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, you really want that everything goes to plan.
And that you really like the person, too.
Yeah.
So the guy probably just picked her up.
Yeah. So they're in the car.
They're on their way to a restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm. See what's going to happen.
Let's see what's going to happen in the car. All right, so let's listen to the dialogue three times. It's okay if you don't understand everything this first time around, because you will by the end of this podcast.
Dialogue, first time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment, pas toi?
Non.
Dialogue, second time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment, pas toi?
Non.
Dialogue, third time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment, pas toi?
Non.
First of all, let's translate it.
J'adore cette chanson.
I love the song.
J'adore cette chanson.
I love the song.
J'adore cette chanson. Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Oh, you like rock?
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Oh, you like rock music?
Oh, tu aimes le rock? Évidemment. Pas toi?
Obviously, don't you?
Évidemment, pas toi?
Obviously, don't you?
Évidemment, pas toi? Non.
No.
Non.
No.
Non.
Doesn't look like they're off to a very good start on this date.
No, it doesn't go as the way as this guy wanted.
It appears they might not probably have a lot in common in terms of taste.
Are they going to make it to the restaurant?
Hopefully she won't tell him to turn the car around. Now, this first sentence we heard before we listened to the dialogue, you said it.
J'adore cette chanson.
Let's look at the first part.
J'adore.
That's the verb adorer,
mm-hmm.
Which is to adore.
Yeah.
Means to love here in this sense, though.
That's right, yeah.
You can't use this word, though, in the English sense where you say, I love you. That's a different word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Means more I adore something.
That's right,
or
yeah.
I love this book, this movie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's the first person.
J'adore.
What do they love?
Cette chanson.
So the word for song, chanson, has two nasal vowels in it. So the nasal vowels you say in your nose.
Chanson.
Chanson. Now that's a feminine noun.
That's right, yeah. Cette chanson.
And that means this song.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently, she seems a little surprised.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Tu aimes le rock?
So the first part.
Tu aimes.
That's the verb aimer, and this one means to like.
That's correct, yeah. Tu aimes.
And here she uses tu for you, the informal
right.
You, because
mm-hmm.
They're kind of probably the same age. It's not very formal. Even though it might be an uncomfortable situation, it's
yeah.
Not a formal situation.
No, you still use the tu form. Tu aimes. Le rock.
So it's masculine, so we say le.
Le rock, yeah.
Let's look at this next word.
Évidemment.
Which means like, obviously, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. So if you want to say, and don't you?
Yeah, he's surprised, so he goes, pas toi.
That's two words.
Mm-hmm. Pas.
Not, and.
Toi.
You.
Mm-hmm.
That's two words that you say when you're surprised that the other person doesn't share whatever it is you just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So rising tone, pas toi?
The only thing we want to mention about the way you say no in French is it's nasally.
Non.
You say the O in your nose.
Yeah.
Non. We have another nasal vowel here.
Non.
Let's listen to the dialogue three more times now.
Dialogue first time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment. Pas toi?
Non.
Dialogue, second time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment. Pas toi?
Non.
Dialogue, third time.
Oh, j'adore cette chanson.
Oh, tu aimes le rock?
Évidemment. Pas toi?
Non.
Omri, is there a lot of French rock music?
Yeah, now there is. Yeah, that's more than before because, you know, Ricard, there's been a law in 1996 that changed a bit things. So the government asked the radio station to play more French music on the radio.
Okay, so why would they do that?
Because before they were not playing enough French language programming, you know. There was not enough French song on the radio.
Yeah, it was all like American or British. It was all English.
Yeah, that's it. So government were concerned about that, and they thought it was time to change it. So they asked the radio station to raise the percentage up to 40% of French music on the radios.
Then that allowed a lot of people to be able to make records that didn't before. It was really hard as a French person to get a record deal.
Yeah, right.
Compete
yeah.
with all the and English.
Yeah, obviously it made the industry bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they received more credit and had more time to be played on radio stations. Because at first they even didn't have enough French music to play, so the law changed things, and then there was a massive production of French rock music.
And all kinds of genres.
Yeah. But we're talking about rock. We've got all the stuff about rap or French songs as well, la chanson française.
And that leads us to the new show on FrenchPod.com that's going to be coming out this weekend. We have an extra show now. It's called Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be me and Christella hosting it. Every single week, we're going to play a French song.
All right.
We're going to tell you what the lyrics say.
So we're going to learn and sing.
Don't worry, we are not going to sing. We're just going to tell you what they say. But it's a great way to learn maybe the parts of songs that are famous that you didn't know what they were saying. And also to introduce you to some French artists. In case you want to listen to French music, but you don't know any artists. Because now this law is passed. There's all kinds of different genres and music.
So have you got all your songs ready?
We have the first few.
All right.
But we also invite you to write us. If you have any songs you'd like to hear us do, let us know. We'll look into seeing if we can make a show for you. But for sure, tune in this weekend. And just only the people who are listening to this podcast get a sneak preview to know what song it is. The first show is going to be La Vie en Rose.
De Piaf.
Edith Piaf's famous song. We're going to do that one this
weekend. Excellent.
So make sure you tune in. FrenchPod.com. Okay, so before we go, let's just review. What are some of the things we learned today?
J'adore.
I love or I adore something.
And tu aimes.
You like.
Yep.
All right, so hopefully you'll be listening in this weekend to our new extra show.
And à bientôt.
Au revoir.